And now here's an update on Washington State's incredibly close election for governor. The contest was so close that a state-mandated machine recount was ordered, and Republican Dino Rossi emerged the victor over Democrat Christine Gregoire by 42 votes. Yesterday's hand recount, requested by Democrats, began. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle.
Nowhere is the recount effort more daunting than here in King County. Nearly 900,000 ballots must be sorted and tabulated by hand.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. First and foremost, just want to thank you again for making yourselves available for this task.
Dean Logan, King County's chief elections official, greeted about two dozen vote tabulators at the county's election facility just south of downtown Seattle. A few miles away at another facility, more than 100 workers were poised to begin the historic recount. Here, they've surrendered their pens and pencils and donned purple and blue latex gloves. Facility supervisor Nicole Way retrieves the ballots from the locked storage cage, where they are under seal and under guard 24/7.
So the four seals are still attached. I'm going to break them open.
The manual recount process is tedious. First, the ballots must be sorted by precinct. Only then will the actual counting begin. They'll count in teams of three, one Democrat, one Republican, and one county election official. Officials here hope they'll be done counting by December 22nd. While the counts and recounts have gone on for more than a month, the process is all laid out in state law. Election Chief Logan notes that the law provides for a hand count if someone requests it and pays for it, as the Democrats have done.
It's not Florida. I think there are fundamental differences between what's going on here and what happened in Florida. We have statutes to direct us how to deal with a situation like this that are consistent statewide.
Ever since Dino Rossi won the initial election count, Republicans have claimed victory. Don Brady, who's heading up the Republican team of observers for the recount, says he's frustrated that Rossi's victory is still under attack.
He's won twice. Apparently, as Governor-elect Rossi said, that's not enough. You have to win three times in Washington State if you're a Republican running for governor. We're convinced he will win a third time, and that's one reason we're so frustrated is that we have to do this again.
What's more, he charges that the Democrats are trying to change the rules of the recount in the middle of the election. The Democrats have asked the state Supreme Court to order, among other things, that some previously uncounted ballots be counted this time. Attorney Kevin Hamilton represents the Democrats.
One of the most fundamental principles in any democracy is if you're qualified to vote, and if in fact you voted, your vote should count. In a number of instances, voters have been denied the right to vote because some clerk in the elections department questioned whether their signature was the same.
But the Republicans contend that including new votes is not what the law calls for. The state's highest court will hear arguments on this and related matters on Monday. Meanwhile, the hand recount will go on, in spite of this sobering observation from Dean Logan.
You know, statisticians and scientists will probably tell you that's probably not the most accurate way to get to a final count.
And Logan adds that with the margin of victory as slim as it is, we may never know which candidate got the most votes on Election Day. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.